Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
What is going on, beautiful people? Welcome to another episode of the Narcissist Code. I am your favorite self-aware narcissist, Mr. Lee Hammack, better known as Mental Illness, the self-aware narcissist across all of social media. It is your first time seeing my face or hearing my voice. I'm a diagnosed narcissist, and I use my platform to raise awareness for narcissistic personality disorder, get more people into therapy, and, you know, validate the victims and survivors of said disorder. Okay, so today's episode is going to be about what triggers a narcissist, some personal triggers of mine, and what could possibly trigger your narcissist into narcissistic rage, into the silent treatment, into leaving you, discarding you, whatever. So, these are going to be my own personal triggers. Because I know every narcissist is not going to be the same, y'all. Everybody has different upbringings. Everybody has different, you know, parenting styles. Everybody was different trauma, different everything. So one of my main triggers is terrible fathers. I know terrible mothers exist, but terrible fathers are one of my main triggers. I know people are like, Lee, I know terrible mothers exist. But my own personal situation was that my dad was, he wasn't, not present, but he wasn't as present as he needed to be. He was like the uncle you saw playing basketball and stuff like that. He wasn't actually a dad to me. You know what I mean? He was like an uncle, like friend and stuff like that. He chose that life because he had so many kids. He chose that life. So I'm just like, terrible fathers annoy me. Like, it's just like, what? Why? Why do you keep making kids and leaving them alone? Why are you destroying kids' lives by not being there for them? Why are you choosing to parent certain kids and not parent the other ones? Like, why are you choosing to be a parent to your daughters and your other sons, but not to your firstborn and your secondborn? Like, what are you, like, that blows my mind. Terrible fathers annoy the hell out of me, and it triggers me. So when people used to say something about my dad, it used to trigger me. In therapy, my therapist honed in on that. She's like, that's one of your triggers right there. Your dad is one of your triggers. And the only reason I could work through that trigger, because I don't like people controlling me. If they can trigger you, they can control you. So the thoughts of my dad would trigger me so he could control me. I don't like letting people have control over me. So I, you know, chose that. I chose not to let him trigger me and things like that. But terrible fathers is number one. Like, those are one of my main triggers right there. And again, I understand that terrible mothers exist and are very, very prevalent in today's society. I understand that fully. Like, I know that. I'm agreeing with you. There are some awful mothers out there, but terrible fathers are my number one trigger. They just are. It's just like, that triggers me. And it might trigger your narcissist, because I was raised by mostly women, so I have a different respect for women than most narcissistic people might have. You know what I mean? People are like, my narcissist hates women. I actually love women. I appreciate women. You know what I mean? I don't know how to treat them that good, but I'm learning better, but I appreciate and love women. You know what I mean? Most of my followers are women. 90% of my followers on TikTok are women. It's about 87% on YouTube, so I understand that. But, like, well, I love my fellas, too. I really do. But I just hate terrible fathers. Terrible parents overall, but terrible fathers just kill me. Because, you know, if I can have narcissistic personality disorder and be a good father, you can, too. You understand? So, and another thing that might actually trigger your narcissist is trying to hold them accountable. Accountability is a trigger to a narcissist. Accountability, trying to hold them accountable for something that they actually did, something that you can visibly and you can prove it. You can prove that they did this. You can prove that they are at fault, and they still will try to get away with it. And still, like, they can either rage out on you, they can put it blame back on you. You can trigger them by trying to hold them accountable. You can trigger them into raging on you. You can trigger them into giving you the silent treatment or stonewalling you completely. You can trigger them into ghosting you if you do it too many times or discarding you. Like, they'll get so mad because you're trying to hold them accountable that they'll get rid of you. They'll break up with you. They'll divorce you. I'm tired of this. You don't know how to let things go. Holding you accountable and holding that narcissist accountable is grounds for termination of the relationship. That's like, holding a narcissist accountable is grounds to get terminated. Like, you get a pink slip for your relationship if you continuously try to hold them accountable. You just can't. You just will. I promise you, it sucks, but I'm being real. I'm keeping it real. I know I'm being funny. I'm keeping it real, though. Because accountability is one of the triggers. You want to another way to trigger a narcissist is if you are doing better than them. If you are more financially successful than a narcissist, especially a narcissistic man, in today's society, it's kind of emasculating to men to be for a woman to be more successful than them. For a woman to have higher esteem and higher achievements and better degrees and make more money. You can trigger your narcissist by doing it, especially if the relationship dynamic started where they were the breadwinner, where they were making the most money, they were taking care of the bills and stuff like that, and they let you know about it, too, didn't you? They let you know about it. You're in school, you're not making no money. When you graduate, you start making more money than them, the dynamic switches, and they still try to downplay your success. It will trigger them into treating you differently, because the
when you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Power dynamic, they'll actually start to treat you worse when you have made more money than them, when you're in more control than them, when you are like literally passing them in finances and education and stuff like that. This works for women too. I know it works for women too, but I'm just speaking from the man's perspective, because I've talked to a bunch of men narcissists that this will happen. They're like, you never see a male narcissist be like, I don't care if she makes more money than me. I'm happy that she makes more money than me. I was just so proud, and we just work together. No, you won't hear that. You're just like, man, she's not that. Man, they pay women more. Women, the suffrage movement, blah 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 blah. You know what I'm saying? I don't agree with that. You know, but women make your money. I'm just saying though, because that can trigger them into doing it though. Trying to hold them accountable, being a terrible father. That's one of my personal triggers. I know I went in the beginning. That's one of my personal triggers, is being a terrible father, being a terrible parent overall, but being a terrible father by choice. Meh, go to hell. What'd I say? Terrible father figure. Accountability, and what else I say? Y'all know what I said. What was the third one? My mind is going blank today, y'all. I had a lot of stuff going on. I just had to film an audition. oh yeah, you making more money than them. You being more successful than them. They can trigger them. Celebrations, holiday, the holiday season, birthdays, and things like that can also trigger narcissists into being rageful, into treating you differently, into discarding you, into ghosting you. Your birthday coming up, ghosting. Valentine's Day coming up, silent treatment. Christmas coming up, rage. You can trigger, it's just funny, it's just crazy the small things that trigger a narcissist. I know a lot of y'all are going to have other things that will trigger them. Like, you might go to sleep too early. You might try to stop them from playing video games. You might try to stop them from going out with their friends and having fun with having a girls' night. Like, literally, stuff like that triggers narcissists, y'all. And I feel like if you're going to remain in a relationship with a narcissist, because I know everybody doesn't leave, I know everybody doesn't want to leave, but if you're going to remain in a relationship with a narcissist, you need to understand what triggers them. Because if you understand what triggers them, you can avoid those triggers. And sometimes you just have too much stuff to avoid. Like, you got to live your life on eggshells, trying not to trigger them. I can't be too successful. I can't go out with my friends. I can't hold them accountable. Like, what kind of life is that to live right there? That does not sound like a life worth living right there to me. Like, you got to do all of that stuff to keep your man or your woman happy while you just disintegrate into nothingness. Or you just deteriorate into nothingness. Like, is that worth it? It doesn't sound like any kind of equality right there for me. So you have to realize what triggers a narcissist. If you can get to the bottom of what triggers them, cool. That will help you live a better life. Especially if you're trying to, even if you're not together. Like, if you're broken up with them or you're trying to co-parent with them, figure out what triggers them. If you know that y'all have broken up or whatever, and they have actually moved on, and they still feel very, very possessive over you, you know, telling them they need to be on time because you're going on a date or something like that. Hey, honey. Hey, ex-girlfriend, ex-wife. I have a hot date tonight, so can you make sure to be here by 6 o'clock to pick up my daughter? Cool, thanks. Your ex-wife, could be a narcissist, will show up at 9 o'clock or not show up at all, will intentionally show up late because you triggered them. There's a trigger. Like, learning what triggers them and knowing what to keep to yourself and not say, that will help you live a better life with or without a narcissist. It just will. And I'm not telling you to stay and figure out the triggers. Like, okay, if I figure out the triggers, I can stay, I can keep my man happy. If you have to figure out the triggers and it's making you perpetually unhappy, that's not worth it, y'all. At all. Point blank, period. Like, if you have to dance around what triggers them to live your life in any kind of sustainability or any kind of, you know, decent state, that is not worth it at all. But if you can figure out what triggers them, you can control them a little bit, but you losing control of yourself. Like, is it worth it giving up all of this, your freedoms and your way you want to talk and the way you want to act? Because if you have to dance around them, you'll see other relationships where there's open communication, where there's, you know, they're going out together, they're doing stuff together, they both successful, the woman is more successful than the man, or they can talk out their issues and stuff like that. You'll see relationships like that and you'll get jealous. Because you don't have that relationship dynamic. You got to dance around this person to just stay with them. Sorry, y'all. Getting dressed. Excuse me. And no, it's not COVID. I got vaccinated. I know the anti-vaxxers are here like, Lee, I knew you were a narcissist. Narcissists don't want to get... Narcissists always go with the crowd and get vaccinated. Blah, 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 blah. I get it, y'all. But anyway, y'all, hope y'all enjoyed this episode. More to come later on today. I really, truly appreciate y'all. If you on my podcast, follow my YouTube. If you're on my YouTube, follow my podcast. Thank y'all. Look, yo, let's just let y'all know, I'm starting a live show here pretty soon at night. It's going to be either 8 p.m. Eastern time or 9 p.m. Eastern time. It's going to be, I do one-on-ones late at night. I'm going to stop doing those and start doing live shows. I truly appreciate y'all. Mental illness is out. Peace.